because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Resurrect the Republic Radio Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this wonderful Sunday. I am joined today by my good friend Adam Green of No More News. Good to have you with us, Adam.
Good to be here. Thanks, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Dude, one of the you know, so many things to talk about, you know, the Democrats and the insane white-dressed maniacs during the presidential speech. That was pretty interesting, they having their little color revolution during the State of the Union. But
they did that in the last one too.
Yeah, I know. It's just so funny. It's so juvenile. But one of the biggest things in the news right now that I think is pretty interesting is the Iron Dome missile system. Of course, all of these billions of dollars that we have spent providing security and all of this to Israel. And now turn around, the United States has just announced that it's going to purchase from Israel the very same thing that billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars have gone into creating. What do you think about that, bud?
You said billions, but it's actually closer to a trillion if you round up. I just found a figure online that the United States has spent 900 million. It would be a billion. 900 million funding the Iron Dome.
Just on Iron Dome.
Yeah.
So, you know, these cross military industrial complex deals are, you know, they happen all the time. But with what makes this unique is the fact that we actually really kind of paid for this thing, right? So doesn't make any sense to me why we should have to first purchase it from Israel and why we don't already have it. One of the things that jumped out at me, if I can bring this up. One of the things that jumped out at me was the fact that the United States claimed or the claims that were being made was that the U.S. didn't have the short range ability to counter offensive attacks, and therefore it was necessary for the United States to purchase this from Israel. Now, you mean to tell me, now forget about Israel just for a second and all the money we've given them. What about all the money we've given to the Pentagon and the fact that we have funded this Iron Dome thing all along and we don't have it? We should have had it right along with Israel. It doesn't. Something there just it just blows my mind.
Yeah, and so the story is that we have a missile defense system, but it's not for short range attacks.
Apparently, that's the claim that's being made, is that we don't have anything like Iron Dome, and therefore we need to purchase Iron Dome from Israel.
So how are we under threat from Mexico and Canada from short-range missiles?
No.
And to really protect, does that mean we're going to line all of our borders and the whole coastlines with Iron Domes everywhere?
No, I think I'm pretty sure – well, you know how they start off saying it's for one thing, but I'm pretty sure that there's a couple different units that are being purchased, and they're for use in foreign theaters.
So hold on. Israel, we funded it for about 900 million,
right?
And with Raytheon and an Israeli company built it together with another one of these like joint collaborative efforts with all like the binational technology agreements going back decades.
Yeah,
but
pretty much.
Now they're going to sell it to us and they're going to sell it to the whole world, and Israel is going to be in control of missile systems surrounding our country for defense. But then they could turn those on us. And they're already psychopaths with the Samson option. So now we'll have the Samson option surrounding all of our borders.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, and like I said, the initial report is that this is to be used in foreign theaters to protect U.S. troops. That's the initial. But, you know, it never stops there, right? It never stops there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that this was how blatantly hypocritical this whole thing is. Now, we have, of course, members of Congress that are trying to push through this unconstitutional anti-BDS legislation. And, you know, all over the states, we've been seeing this happen. There's already been several cases that have shot this down as being blatantly unconstitutional. But, you know, all the while we're under like an all out assault. I don't like pointing my finger at one group of people and saying, hey, you know, but, you know, you got to call the got to call it for what it is, from immigration to an anti-white agenda to the support of Israel. We talk about foreign collusion. I keep hearing about Russia, and foreign influence and foreign collusion into our electoral process, but nobody ever talks about Israel. Not one mainstream source you'll ever see making that same argument right back at a foreign nation that is taking over from every angle that we have.
The only people in they're hardly mainstream media, but the only people, high-profile people on television that I've seen talking about this is Noam Chomsky and Max Blumenthal on the left. You don't see anybody on the right talking about Israeli collusion, you know, in the Trump-supporting camp.
Yeah, well, they're all pretty much brainwashed, you know.
And those two are, like, mostly – they're saying these statements on, like, Democracy Now or just on the internet, on YouTube, you know, not, like, on MSNBC or CNN or anything like that.
Right. You know, I've been really pleased with Red Elephants have really been, you know, for as far as conservative alternative sources – there's so many. We should probably do, and I had a couple of listeners ask me to do a show on the alt-right, and you know, you had talked about that a little bit too, you know, defining how dangerous it is. Now, we already know that leftists, I can see them coming from a mile away. What's really dangerous is when you have mainstream conservatism that really was taken over many decades ago from the inside by a bunch of Trotskyites. But when you have the majority of conservative voices out there who are blatantly and openly promoting the redistribution of wealth to a foreign nation who has spied on us, who has stolen from us, who has attacked us, who has killed our soldiers, there, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the freaking Twilight Zone, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I mean, I don't know how to wrap my head around how that many people can be led, I mean, just like lambs to the slaughter. And it's dangerous because, you know, take a very good example, Ben Shapiro, right? I agree with just about 85% of everything Ben Shapiro says. And he makes some great arguments, conservative arguments, traditional conservative arguments. And then, right off the reservation of conservatism to this globalist neoconservative agenda, nation building and redistribution of wealth. You know, I just, would he feel the same way for money if we were funneling it into, say, Venezuela or any other nation? No, it's always Israel. Israel is okay. That's where I can make my irrational, illogical, hypocritical break from conservatism. But still, he is one of the and look at Milo Yiannopoulos, another one. Mainstream conservatism across college campuses turned into the dangerous faggot tour. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude. It's like we're going down in flames. I mean,
yeah, speaking of the alt-right, did you see that new documentary that's out on Netflix called Alt-Right Age of Rage I believe.
Oh, you know, you mentioned that last night. I meant to watch it last night, and I passed out. I'm gonna watch that today.
Yeah, you should. It's really interesting. It's pretty fairly done. They just kind of allow the SPLC and Mark Potok to give his arguments, and then they go back and forth with Gavin McGinnis and Richard Spencer, and kind of verse. It's just like a back and forth. It's pretty well done. Could have been a whole lot worse.
I'd like to see that. You know, and that's, I look at the alt-right as being another thing like the Tea Party. You know, every time you have a grassroots kind of movement that starts to rise up, it seems like it gets taken over from within. You know, back in the early days of the Tea Party, you had, you know, of course, Ron Paul and you also had James Traficant and like really anti-ensconced establishment, anti-deep state folks. And then here comes running Ted Cruz and all of his ilk, the neoconservatives, to infest the Tea Party with the Zionism from, you know, just craziness. So you either have that on one hand, or you have more white supremacists, and, you know, for lack of a better word, more white supremacists that are coming from this alt-right thing. What do you think about that?
What do I think about white supremacists coming from the alt-right?
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
you know, in the documentary, Gavin McGinnis does a pretty – he shows a chart, and then he has the alt-right and then the alt-right, and then he shows there's just a tiny percentage on the right of the alt-right that are just like, you know, complete over-the-top horrible optics and doing more bad than good, and possibly a lot of it is disingenuous coming from the ADL or all these other special interest groups as disinfo, which we know they're doing online, infiltration, going back to Cass Sunstein. Right. And,
I like to remind people to please, you know, go to The Intercept and check out their piece. I mean, this is some old news, but the GSHQ or GCHQ, leak that shows how these online how to create so diversion, division, dissension. We see a lot of that happening right now. As a matter of fact, that's happening to you and I both, and it actually started happening to me after defending you online. You seem to be more of the principal target of a lot of this stuff, and you have a bigger channel than I do on YouTube. But, you know, I started noticing these trolls that were acting in certain ways, and I started engaging them just to see. Really, it was kind of like a psychological experiment. I wanted to see what they were about. I was more curious than anything else. And I've seen patterns of several of these folks just popped up out of nowhere. Some of them seem to be like pro-Trump. Some of them the exact opposite, but just as of recently, it seemed like these pro-Trump kind of folks kind of coming out and creating all out of nowhere, creating anti-Zionist content and then attaching themselves right on your six and trying to gun you down. It's just crazy, man.
Yeah, it definitely is. So just people need to know that there's sophisticated and not so sophisticated propaganda going on, a war in the comments everywhere on the internet. And, you know, this used to be a conspiracy theory, but after the last election, now all we're hearing about is that there's bots online, bots and troll farms and stuff that we said was going on years ago and was going on years ago. Yeah. It was estimated by professionals that 20% of all the activity on Twitter leading up to the election was bot activity, and they've got the power to sway polls, to control the thumbs down and the thumbs up. It's just absolutely insane. And then in the Al Jazeera documentary, they talked about how they have the most advanced Israeli software, and it's implemented within seconds if you do a hashtag something issue that they don't want you talking about. Within seconds, they can send the bot troll army at you. And I've been experiencing on my Instagram account, which I have only posted a few pictures and I'm never on there doing it, engaging at all. But I'll just get hundreds of comments from a whole bunch of like sock puppet accounts that literally you go to their account and it's in Hebrew. And they'll say on one hand, on one video, they'll all say that I'm a Nazi and I'm KKK and I'm racist and stuff. And then on the very next video, they'll all say that I'm a Zionist and I'm over and over again. Like just spamming out of control, it really makes them look horrible and deceptive, fraudulent.
Yeah, and I've seen that the same, you know, and it's the same accounts, and there's a lot of them. And why this is really a problem, because I suspect that they're really screwing with the stats too. Of course, at YouTube, but you know they're using the Southern Poverty Law Center and. Folks like that to do their
ADL.
Censorship and the ADL, yeah. But you know, I've noticed even with my channel, I grew like 10,000 subscribers over the course of like a little over a month. And certain videos, just limited state issues. All of a sudden, you'll check the numbers and you'll go from. You'll see them actually reduce in views, all kinds of strange stuff. Brian Young has pointed this out. He's got,
you know what happens? I haven't seen that, but what happens is sometimes if you'll turn on your computer and open up your browser, if you open up to your YouTube video that you were watching a few days ago, unless you refresh, it'll show the old view count and then you click refresh and then it's back to what it actually is. And also I remember it used to be a huge problem that when your channel your video would first go up, it would stop on 301 views. It doesn't do this anymore, but I remember for a long time it did. It would stop on 301 and then it would take a little while to catch up.
Yeah, take a little while to catch up. No, I'm talking about videos that have been out there for a while. And I've also seen certain channels, and this isn't just yours or mine, but several different people I've spoken to have noticed they were getting like, you know, say a couple hundred subscribers a day, things like that. And then all of a sudden, zero. That's an unnatural flow, right? Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about are these unnatural kind of, you know, you see these things happen. Like, you know, you have, I use Social Blade, right? So I track the analytics to a lot of this stuff that's going out there. And, I see things you can, when you're looking at the data in front of you and you can see things that happen seemingly all of a sudden, and then everything is just basically suppressed from that point. Really big problem with YouTube. Man, I wish there was. I mean, I use BitChute. I tell people all the time to please, you know, go get a BitChute account and start using this thing. And for some reason, people are just stubborn. They're so used to.
It's the apps. I read that most of the people on the internet are using their phones, so you got to have the YouTube app, and then also you can shoot it, you can transmit it to your smart TV and watch YouTube that way. Or, you know, most smart TVs, you know, they have that YouTube app already built in. So they've got a monopoly, and they're not going to allow an alternative to rise up. I don't see that happening.
Yeah,
it's not
I don't
the way
see
monopolies
it
work.
Either. Yeah, I don't see it happening either. They just usually go in and buy them out eventually, and you know, there's always a number that seems
or create red tape and bureaucracy hurdles for them to never get through. You know, monopolies create barriers to entry so that you can never compete. You know, YouTube offers everything for free, and they were while they were subsidized by taxpayer money to help get started.
Yeah. Yeah, and they get to set all these rules that people are allegedly need to go by. But, you know, like I said, and I've talked to you about this in Zionist Report, we've had this conversation. I've been talking to a paralegal who works in the ninth district of the federal system, preparing cases for attorneys, preparing lawsuits for attorneys. And he's been putting in some of his spare time and mine into researching case law, into not just a First Amendment argument, because I think that, you know, that's problematic at this point. But also the interruption of interstate, the flow of interstate commerce. I think that that's an interesting angle to go down. Anyway, we have to break for commercial. We'll be right back. RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic Radio Show.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media with Adam Green of No More News. Finally, I found the article I was looking for. Behind congressional drive to buy Iron Dome, money from Raytheon. Letter from 40 congressmen. Now, this is April 26, 2018. So this is just showing people the progression of how this came to be, right? It's unlikely that the 6,000 employees of Rafael have ever heard of Grace Meng and Peter Roskam, but the two U.S. Congress members began an initiative that is now having an impact on the Israeli state-owned arms maker. The two, Meng is a Democrat, Roskam is a Republican, good bipartisan support of this thing, are behind a campaign that began with a letter to the House Appropriations Subcommittee on State and Foreign Operations, urging to continue funding for U.S.-Israel defense cooperation programs. 40 other congressmen signed on. And in this article, this is out of Peretz, the letter, it goes on to talk about how Raytheon is kind of tied into this. Most of the 40 congressmen who signed the letter have enjoyed campaign contributions from Raytheon, amounting to tens of thousands of dollars. The biggest recipient is Martha McSally, an Arizona Republican and former fighter pilot, who received $40,000 from Raytheon over the past several years. And I find this is interesting because, you know, it was said that there was no lobbying for this whatsoever. It was denied that, that there was any lobbying. But the company, you know, this company donates about $2 million annually, or more than 200 members of Congress, and has a $5 million annual budget for lobbying. So you mean to tell me that no lobbying took place on behalf of this Iron Dome thing that just now came to be? You know, that has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with it, in my opinion. What do you think?
My local congressman, Duncan Hunter, who his father before him held the same seat, and they're both on the Armed Services Committee. They go take visits to Israel, and he's in San Diego, so he's heavily funded by all of the weapons companies that are around here, like General Atomics, General Dynamics. There's Raytheon offices in San Diego. A bunch of the military contractors are funding these politicians to do these big weapons deals, no doubt.
Yeah, and they're doing it bipartisan. This isn't just the Republicans. You can't point the finger at one party. You have to point your finger at both.
Obama signed another $225 million to fund it in 2014. And it's a huge moneymaker because the cost of launching a missile from the Iron Dome costs somewhere between $20,000 to $100,000. And the rockets that are being shot off by Hamas are only a few hundred to a few thousand dollars. And, you know, recently a bunch of Mossad operatives have been arrested inside Gaza. So very likely some of these missile attacks can be coming from them to justify all of this.
I've said that for a very long time. It's not to say that none of them are authentic. But, you know, Israel has demonstrated, just if you look back to their history of their false flag terrorism, they seemingly have no problem harming a few members of their own in order to achieve an agenda. And, you know, just like the King David Hotel, there were some Jews that were killed. There were British, there were American, Egyptian, and they literally tried pinning it on Egypt and got caught. So we have historical, factual evidence to support the fact that they will take even their own lives in order to achieve these objectives. So, you know, people can call this a conspiracy theory that these Hamas rockets being fired into Israel and really harming and killing no one is this big evil terrorist entity, kind of like I think about the Austin Powers movie with the villain, you know, they try and paint. But, you know, out of Haaretz, it says the first trials of Iron Dome took place 9 years ago, and the system has since, get this, you're going to love this, the system has since tipped the balance of power between Israel and Hamas, even more heavily in Israel's favor, it says. It's tipped the balance of power. Really, like there was a comparable, they keep pushing this narrative like there's this comparable threat from one to the other.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lob some bottle rockets into your area, and you come with cast lead. Come on, dude! Oh, it hurts my brain.
Yeah, I got some more stats here. It says that it costs $90,000 for each Iron Dome missile to fire, and that the ones that are like 200 to 500 put together from scrap pipe, sugar, and fertilizer, and never do any damage, right? There's never any damage done by the rockets, but
no.
It justifies us funding them for billions. And then now there's also a couple other headlines I wanted to touch on, is that CNBC 2017, Israel's Iron Dome becomes golden ticket. So it's it's openly their golden ticket. And even though we help fund it so much, Netanyahu says that this is a great achievement for Israel. And then also, Russia, I guess, is mocking America for buying Israel's Iron Dome.
And
they're trying to sell it to everyone around the world, and apparently there was another article that it wasn't, people weren't buying it.
Wow.
They'll probably sanctioning countries that don't buy the Iron Dome because they'll say that you're supporting BDS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you don't buy it. You know, and it was kind of funny in this article here. It said, all right, the first, I already read this, took place 9 years ago, but it said the system won plaudits in the international media during the 2014 summer war with Gaza. Yet Israel still has not succeeded in winning a single export contract. This is in an article from April of 2018. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with another commercial break. Resurrect Republic, RTR Truth Media with Adam Creed and No More News.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Radio, RTR Truth Media on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Adam Green of No More News. Okay, so where were we? I hate commercials. It always breaks my train of thought. U.S. to purchase Israel's Iron Dome. Okay, one of the things, Iron Dome's manufacturer is state-owned, by the way. Rafael, that's a state-owned entity. I'm still looking for that article that says that there's a stipulation to this where the U.S. has to be part of the manufacturing process. And then I saw how a company from Israel purchased a company here in the United States to accomplish that. So it's not even an actual U.S.-based company that's doing that. I'm looking all over for that. I can't really find it again. It was just yesterday I read that. If anybody has that, please feel free and send that over to us. And by the way, anybody who wants to feel like calling in, 1-800-313-9443, if you want to ask Adam any questions or add to what we're talking about, you're welcome to do so. Also ask people to go to rtrtruthmedia.com, smash on that PayPal, send us some love. For any donation of $30 or more, we will send you a copy of Eustace Mullins' Secrets of the Federal Reserve as a thank you for your donation. Okay, so where were we, Adam?
Just talking about this insanity. I know Israel is one of the biggest arms dealers in the world. I remember there was a Vice documentary a while back about this conference that all the arms dealers meet up at. It was really disturbing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and, you know, back when we were talking about, you know, the rockets coming from inside of Gaza, and then that's why they need the Iron Dome, you know, whenever there's incentive to do a false flag, when it benefits greatly from attacks like that, like if anytime evil could be done and it's able to be done, there's a good chance that it will be done. So we always have to investigate and wonder and not just take for granted and assume that it's true that every one of these missile attacks is genuinely coming from Palestinians.
No, I agree with you there. And, you know, I'm no support. Look, I don't support any foreign government, period. And that goes for Palestine as well. I would like to see Palestine free. I don't want social justice. I don't want, you know, that the whole, like you had said when you went there, a lot of these activists are pretty hardcore leftists, and they're only contributing part of the problem. This whole concept of social justice, equality of outcome nonsense. People should have the right to self-determination and freedom. Not
they don't just want aid forever either. Aid is just like basically pushing the can down the road and allowing apartheid to continue.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing that I almost completely forgot.
They're cutting all the
about.
Aid anyway, though.
Yeah. Where is it now? I have it right up here. The wall, apparently. So it looks like a bunch of pretty... I don't know, popular alt-right kind of figures are gotten together to do this fundraiser for building the wall. And very interesting to me is who they reached out to perhaps build this wall is an Israeli-based company. No big shock there. But, you know, the thing with the wall...
The Israeli company was already hired to do the prototypes also.
Right. So now they're trying to do a grassroots campaign of raising money to fund the building of the wall. And, you know, I keep hearing how, you know, Trump is stamping out socialism. I can't see how. But the biggest problem with this whole and the way that this refugee crisis is being used against us is quite simply through big government socialistic programs. That if they did not exist, the immigrants that would come here, you see, my grandparents came here and there was no lawyers waiting on the other side of the pond for them. There was no free housing, food stamps, free health care, all of these things. They came because they knew that America offered them an opportunity to carve out something for themselves, but it was based upon their own self-determination. And they, because America was that land of opportunity, these Italians flew the American flag, embraced American culture, wanted to become a part of America rather than taking over America from within. And they weren't looking for any handouts. And, you know, for the first 100 and so years of our existence, we didn't have any walls. And, you know, for the most part, we still had an immigration process. But we didn't have walls. But we didn't have socialism. So, see, government has created the problem, right? And now that problem is being used. And I know you're probably familiar with the Cloward-Piven strategy of destroying the United States, the capitalist economy via mass immigration. These are two communist professors that came up with this strategy. And they call this all conspiracy theory, like these, the same with the Jewish and Catholic groups that are driving the immigration, driving these people here. These are communistic groups. So on the one hand, We have obviously a situation that needs to be checked. We understand what they're trying to do. Your latest video, and if anybody hasn't seen it, go to No More News Channel on YouTube, and it kind of explains a little bit in detail the white genocide conspiracy theory. They're calling it a conspiracy theory, but it's really not a theory. These people admit it, and you show in this video many of the people who are articulating this desire to end whiteness. Isn't that not true?
It's totally true. Yeah, all in their own words. They say it's happening, but then they say it's a conspiracy theory, and just like so many other things, with their magic term.
Right. And if you resist them or their agenda in any way, you automatically get smeared with the moniker of Nazi or white supremacist. Hey, I think it's really, first of all, it's all about culture anyway. Their European cultures are very vast. They're very different one from another. But I don't see. I know there's always these fringe groups, but I don't see people like. All of this racial baiting is really being forced into the conversation by the likes of CNN, MSNBC, these far
MTV.
Leftists. MTV. Oh, yeah. MTV. Mm-hmm. Gillette. Oh, God. That mm-hmm. was funny. That
Netflix.
Was funny. Yeah. If anybody hasn't seen Brian Young did and John Ward did, too. They did a little critiques on that whole Gillette thing. Oh, that was funny. That's somebody I want to give some props to. John Ward. I don't know if you've ever seen his channel, but oh my God. Make sure you go pee before you watch some of his videos because oh my God, the laughter. Excellent stuff. What other channels would you recommend?
Let's see here.
Last American Vagabond.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like who do I watch the most? You know who I've been fascinated with honestly lately is Owen Benjamin. Because it seems like he's like in the awakening process, calling out Hollywood, but he's also like friends with Alex Jones and Crowder. But he's also like he's covering issues that you think would make Crowder and Alex Jones really angry.
Yeah. Oh, we have a caller on the line, JJ Zapp. In Washington, JJ.
Hey, man. Hey, guys. Wow. How and you just brother? Mentioned my favorite thing, Adam. I'm a totally in the Bears, man. Shout out to the Unbearables for sure. On the point at hand that you guys were talking about, we should have all learned blatantly. It was slapped right in our faces in Vietnam. It was about expending ordnances, because every time you blow off one of them damn things, the bigger gun, the better, which is why the troops are sent out for bait to bring those North Viet Cong back closer. So the big guns could, well, we can shoot these big guns now. What is that, $3,000-$5,000 a pop? Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. It's the same thing over and over and over, man. And, yeah, the mainstream media, 85%, conservatively, 85% is pure propaganda, maybe 15%. Has a hint of truth in it. If you don't see this stuff, people, you're a duped fool, plain and simple. But yeah, it's good. I'm glad I got into your guys' show on this new Sunday slot here.
Yeah, our producer awesome. just chimed in too. Owen is great, and he drinks while streaming.
Yeah, the whole thing is perfect. It's honest. And he's hit the point, the nail on the head. Be real, be honest, honor goodness, have faith in goodness, live the good life.
Well, I got to butt in and say something negative about him because this is way too...
No, go ahead.
This is way too positive. Yeah, I super chatted into Owen one time and I said, see my videos exposing Alex Jones and Zionism. And he read it and he's like, no, he's my friend. Oh, what does that even mean?
That's
so
true.
He's I can't tell if he's just... because. The reason I mentioned him is not because he's one of my favorite channels or doing the best work. I just said he's been fascinating me because he's kind of starting to, like, you can tell he's on his path and kind of going away from Hollywood and like falling out with a lot of people, a lot of people, and then kind of speaking out against him. And he's doing it funny.
Awakening?
Yeah, I can't tell if he's like trying to mock the people that talk about this stuff, or if he's just trying to reveal it in his comedic way.
Yeah, good point.
But yeah, I think it's the latter. And in the awakening process, that's one of the things that fascinates me about him, because it is that process that many of us have come through decades ago. For myself, it was in the mid-90s when I was in that process. But nevertheless, it is that process, and I think it's real, and I think it's honest, and that's what fascinates me about it, for sure. But yeah, I heckle him about Jones myself in the chat, yes.
Yeah,
yeah. He's always drinking the truth serum on his live stream, so that's that makes it kind of funny.
Yeah.
Truth of Spirits, yes.
Yeah, another great channel, Last American Vagabond. I want to make sure I get you people to check him out. John Ward, who else, like, just within that I haven't mentioned? Of course, you know, what is this thing with people that like to hammer on Red Ice for being Nazis? What is this?
Oh, it's all coming from a jealous YouTuber that attacks everybody. That's where those trolls are coming from.
I mean, that makes no sense.
Red Ice, Red Elephants are good for like the kind of like you know, the anti-white agenda. They're good at covering that. Some other channels are better at focusing on like the everyday current news, like Vagabond and Lift the Veil's always doing live streams about you know, the daily news. Other people focus more on like the history and Middle East stuff, or you know, Jewish power issues, like Activist News.
Activist News.
I should just open up my YouTube channel and see all the people I'm subbed to.
Yeah, right. That's probably a good plan. So yeah, anyway, there's a lot of really good content. What I've been trying to do, and this kind of blew up in my face, is, you know, I've been trying to seek out smaller channels that need to be promoted, right? So one of my subscribers sent me a certain individual channel, and I looked at the latest video that they had put out, and it looked decent. And I had sent a comment that I'd be interested in helping promote the channel. Then of course I found, you know, once I looked into it deeper, I found that the content that this person was putting out was not very old. It was not very and most of it was just all pro Trump. And then he went from that to doing exposed Zionism video, and then immediately on to attacking you, which I thought was interesting. And of course I withdrew from supporting or promoting this channel, and of course that's when I came under some pretty interesting trolling attacks. And it wasn't just from one individual, it's from a group. And they hit you all at the same time. And really, not only do they make comments that are against you, but then they make these other comments. And you'll see these channels that have, like, you know, 0 subscribers or 10 subscribers, no content. And they post the most vile comments, throwing people in ovens and, you know, in other words, they're acting like they support your message, but then taking your message to a place that's very evil. It's very dark. And from what I understand, YouTube now is also they're also kind of not judging videos. What's the word for it? You know, if you have a lot of the comments that advocate violence and stuff like that in your comment stream, that's affecting your spread now, apparently. Do you know much about that, Adam? How do they do that?
How do they do it?
The comments. You know more about that than I do.
You mean like bots and trolls?
Yeah. How do they? What I'm trying to figure out is when I see those comments start coming, I also see a correlation in the analytics of the view count and all that other kind of stuff going down. I'm wondering if YouTube has some sort of algorithm that picks up on the comments. So, in other words, if somebody puts out a good content video And then you have 10 trolls that load up the comment stream with a bunch of negative, nasty comments. How that algorithm suppresses the, you know, basically shadow bans videos because of the comment process. This is something I was talking with someone the other day. Have you noticed that?
Honestly, I haven't. I always suspected that they do the bots to try to confuse and to undermine and inject disinformation, or just to like kind of poison the well and make it look like everybody here is racist in the comments, or everybody is this. They like to do. It's like it's literally sophisticated, like psychological techniques that they do. They try to mischaracterize what was said in the video a lot of times. Just sneaky tricks to try to throw people off, because people know that they read the comments, and so they try to inject and attack and to try to control and persuade and control the consensus in the comments.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll be right back, folks, after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic Radio Show, RTR Truth Media, with Adam Green of No More News.
Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you and me. Welcome to the face.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. RTR Truth Media Resurrected Republic Radio Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network, on with Adam Green of No More News, talking about all sorts of interesting things. 5G, very interesting. Have we heard any more? I've been trying to get to the bottom of this no 5G in Israel thing. Do you know much more about that than I do? I know that the technology is claimed to be being born in Israel, which it seems that way. Your thoughts?
I remember hearing that too, and I've been seeing that a lot. People saying it in the comments that there's no 5G in Israel, but I remember a while back trying to like search engine and find any the proof of that, and I didn't see it, but I didn't dig deep into it, so.
Right, anybody, I've been looking for it too, and I also heard that 5G, no 5G at Mar-a-Lago or around. See, these are these rumors that I like to pose publicly for anybody out there that has any information proving anything like that. I'd be interested in taking a look at that, because I've been hearing that a lot from people, and I can't really just say that unless I can prove it. So I'm really looking for some evidence about that. But we do know that a lot of this technology is coming out of Israel. That's a fact.
Yeah, well, out of Qualcomm, which is, you know, highly connected to Israel.
Yeah, and Verizon and, oh, gee. Well, you know, just look at Mr. Cohen and all this stuff that he's involved with. You've covered that pretty well. So Intel plans $5 billion investment in an Israeli plant. Apple, remember watching, oh, this is something that I haven't talked about. Folks, if you want to go to the RTR Truth Media channel, Benjamin Netanyahu gave a presentation. What was that called, that tech conference 2019?
Cybertech something?
Cybertech 2019. You should really go and check out the analysis that I did on that. And did you do one on that too?
You know, that was actually what
did you do a breakdown on that too, or no?
No, I haven't, but it's basically the same speech that he gave last year at APEC, which I have showed many times in videos. But he did add something interesting new, and he said that they're in the Five Eyes, which is
yes.
The GCHQ whole spying grid that they have going on. And so nobody ever knew that before, that they're in the Five Eyes, which I can't remember the countries, but it's like us and a few other countries. And then he says they're the second biggest in the Five Eyes. So their unit 8200 is second only to the NSA, according to Netanyahu.
Yes, yes, yes. That's one of the most important things I took away from that, too. God, you know, just think about that for a second, man. Let that sink in. That is some crazy stuff right there. And they are so bold about it now. I mean, it used to be, you know, they didn't talk about stuff like this. Now it seems like it's the rage to brag about. We're running out of time. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media. Go check out No More News at the RTR Truth Media YouTube channels, and check out that analysis that we did on Cybertech 2019 conference. I think you'll enjoy it. Thank you for joining us. Tom Lackabara Stewart. We're out.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce.
Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.